The Holy Spirit is have been given to you and me who have received the baptism of the Holy Spirit to be a strong witness, a witness of the resurrection of Jesus, so men can be saved. This is what this is all about. You have the ability to do it, and the power is manifest because we have an adversary. Why is it men are not being born again? Something holds them. Unless we tell them, unless we take the name of Jesus, the word of God, unless we intercede for them, they will never know the truth. Satan will hold them in bondage. And this is what it's all about. First of all, to help you to live like God called you to live. Then help you to be a strong witness. Didn't he say, but you shall receive power after the Holy Ghost has come upon you? What that mean? Power mean ability. Helps you to pray in a way that your mind don't understand how to pray about that situation, but the Holy Spirit does. He gives you the ability. He infuses you. He empowers you. He enables you because he is your comforter. He is your counselor. He is your helper. He's your strengthener. He's your standby. He's your advocate. He's your intercessor. What is he doing? To help you to do whatever you've been called to do. So, and Peter preached this to them, and we see in verse 27. Let me see. No, I want to go to verse 37. And it says in verse 37, now when they heard this, they were pricked in the heart. They heard what Peter preached. Now hear what the apostles did. Hear what they did. The Holy Spirit came. If you just read through the book of Acts, the Holy Spirit came. And they were filled with the Holy Spirit. They spoke with tongues. If you read that whole chapter, we'll find out there were 3,000 people got born again. And we can see throughout the book of Acts, they followed the same pattern all the way through. And we'll get a chance to look at that later on. But let me finish this one. Now, when they heard this, they were pricked in their heart and said unto Peter and the rest of the apostles, men and brethren, what shall we do? Listen what Peter said unto them. He said unto them, repent. Be baptized, every one of you, how? In the name of Jesus Christ, for the remission of sin, and ye shall receive the gift. Ye shall receive what? The gift of the Holy Ghost. Do you see it? Ye shall receive what? The gift of the Holy Ghost. For the promise, listen, for the promise is unto you, says to me, and to your children. Didn't stop there. And to all that are far off, even as many as our Lord, as the Lord our God shall call. Has he called every man? Timothy tells us that it's God will that all men be saved and come to the knowledge of the truth. That means he called. And if you answer that call, the Holy Ghost is for you. 1 Timothy 2:4 is God will that all men be saved and come to the knowledge of the truth. This promise is for you and for every born again believer. But you have all kinds of stuff going on. And this is why the body need to know this dear friend, this mighty power of God, the Spirit of God, whom Jesus promised to send to the church in this dispensation, that he will empower, he will enable us to do all that God called us to do. You don't think that's a mean world out there? I don't know where you've been. There's a dark world out there. There's a mean world, cruel, evil, destruction, violent, evil, seeking to destroy you, to hold you and keep you from the truth. This loving God who have given you and me and all that come to him, he had given us everything we need. If it pertained to life and godliness, he has given it. And the Holy Spirit is our friend, our bosom friend, that there's nowhere I go that he's not with me. He's not only he with me, he's in me. Not only he's in me, he's there to help me. I have to be willing to yield and listen to him and let him guide me, guide you. And not only that he's in me to help me, but he's in there for me to help others, to pray for them. Because the Bible tells us to pray. So the Holy Spirit is for, and Peter said, and I finish this up, Peter said in verse 39, and he said, for the promises unto you and to your children and to all that are far off, even as men that the Lord our God shall call. And we can see the same thing happen as we follow through the scripture, Acts chapter 8. Now listen to what it says, Acts chapter 8, verse 5. Watch it. Philip went down to the city of Samaria and preached Christ unto them. Philip, one of the deacons. We know that there were seven deacons elected in Acts chapter 6. And Philip went down to the city of Samaria and preached Christ unto them. Listen. And the people with one accord gave heed unto them, unto those things which Philip spake, hearing and seeing the miracles which he did. For unclean spirit, crying with loud voice, came out of many that were possessed with them. And many taken with the palsy, and that were lame, were healed. And there were great joy in the city. Skip down to verse 12. But when they believed Philip preaching the thing concerning the kingdom of God, when they did what? Believe Philip preaching the thing concerning the kingdom of God and the name of Jesus Christ, they were baptized, both men and women. What does it take to get a person born again? Believe on Jesus. How you believe on Jesus? You believe with your heart and say with your mouth what you believe. And the Bible said when you do that, you are what? Saved, born again, didn't it? When you believe with your heart. And this is what they did. And when they believed that Philip preaching the thing concerning the kingdom of God, and Philip preached the kingdom of God, what Jesus did, how he came here, lived and died, and were raised again from the dead and ascended and took a seat at the right hand of God, they were saved. And Philip baptized them, both men and women. And then look at verse 14. Now, when the apostles which were at Jerusalem heard that Samaria had received the word of God, who is the word of God? All right. Had received what? The word of God. Who is the word of God? What is the word of God? The Bible tells us plainly that Jesus is the living word of God. For the word was made flesh. For the word was made flesh and manifest among us. We beheld the glory of the Father, glory of God, the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth.